I thought this game was filled with resiliency. We knew it was going to be a tough fight. We knew it was going to be a tough environment to play in. We had a difficult loss last week. We had to bounce back, go right back to work, knowing we had a tough opponent coming up and coming out here to play in Oakland. The finish was going to be a big deal for us today. And I thought our team was filled with resiliency. No bigger time when we had a special teams penalty. They extended a drive, went to score, fell behind. But I was very proud of the way the guys wanted to just continue to fight. We knew it was going to be a hard fight, and they certainly did. We got to clean up some of the mistakes that we made, and we'll do that. But I got to say, I was pleased with the fight, the attitude, the mindset that we have collectively as a team. It's a very strong brotherhood this group has, and that'll carry us a long way. But we've got lots of stuff for us to clean up on, but the fighting spirit, the attitude that we played with today, that's something to be proud of. With that, I'll open it up with your questions.
Coach, what worked for the offense, giving me three red zone scores in a row, and I believe six straight scoring drives after the two quick.
It was a big day, you know, for the offense, and you know, even showing the resiliency when we had the turnover down there, we came right back on the next series and had a good one again. So the guys really executed the plan. We had a real design of how we wanted to go about it, both in the field and in the red zone, and I thought the guys just kept attacking. We got a very fit team, and it was a hot day, and our group kept going and kept attacking, and I thought that was a real factor in this game. We thought we'd speed it up a little bit at times, and it was a hot day today, Jeff, and we knew we'd have some ops for our runs, you know, based on the looks that we would have, but I was very pleased with the fight in terms of the running backs. There were some big plays out there for us today. Big catches by Sanu, another one, you know, by Julio, who just plays with that type of aggression. He's a hard guy to deal with. Yeah, we certainly do. And I think just to clear this up, because it's been a big you know, topic of conversation, we do use no huddle. And it may not be in a shotgun format where you see it all the time, but oftentimes we're under center. We have hand signals that we go, and we love using it oftentimes within a drive. We have a big play. We get right back on the ball again where we have runs and passes. Some people would think of 2 minute as a no huddle. We're not into that mode in a 2 minute, but we do use no huddle. We used it last week, and we featured it a little bit more in this game. Yeah, we thought he played a terrific game today. Really nailing the plan all the way through from our first, second down plan. Honestly, the offensive line, I think, should be given a lot of credit today. They totally nailed it, and that starts right up front with Alex Mack, the communication that he has to give to it. We featured a lot of different things, our screen game, the keepers, the shots down the field. It's a wide variety of things that we like to feature. It's not all the same every week. Some things are going to be best for the certain opponent that we're playing, but I certainly was pleased with their effort today. That's no doubt about that.
Can you talk about the variety of people that got involved today? And you got the tight ends involved a lot.
Yeah, for sure. And it was good to see Hooper having a couple nice catches. Levine had one, I think, off a tip pass that resulted in a first down. So a number of different guys when they can get in the action. It really makes it the most challenging, Vaughn, on third downs when there's different guys that gets the target. We know who our featured player is and who. But our running backs, I thought, did a really good job today. And, like you said, the tight ends getting involved in, as well. Yeah, and Hardy down in the end zone. He is a he's a real competitor, so we would not be surprised if there was a ball in the air who would come down with it. 16 would be somebody that you'd put your money on to say he'll find a way.
What day do you put that one in?
Yeah, we'll go put that one in for the first time when we get back. But honestly, it was an excellent fight, and the guys showed a lot of grit tonight. They showed a lot of determination and resiliency, so we were really pleased with the fight. Well, we had to come back. You know, I thought Weatherspoon did a nice job and took over a lot of the play calling inside with Campbell down. We for sure missed some tackles. Certainly on the last series, it felt that way. But all in all, I thought for him, he was one that really impressed me stepping up. And I thought Kamal Ishmael was another one who really played a really physical game today. So as we went through it, we expected Spoon to play well. He's certainly a proven player and one that we counted on, and he certainly came through today. Yeah, that was certainly a hard one. And, yeah, we had Hardy was down, and he went back in the game. And one from a coaching error we've got to get corrected to say that just can't happen. So we thought he was out. He put himself back. And so one that poor communication all the way through.
There were a few. You guys had a few things. You had the interference deep when probably didn't really need to happen because it was an overthrow. You had a few plays. But was this almost one of those games that's like, okay, kept coming back so we could put that stuff aside?
side.
Yeah, the man-to-man one, I think, went to True, and it looked like he had a grab on him. The one that was to offer deep in the end zone, from our angle, we certainly couldn't tell. It was all the way back. They thought he gave him a push. When you're going against guys who are receivers like that, there's going to be battles up in the air, but you can't do it with a push. And we've got terrific guys that we go against each day, so it shouldn't be a surprise, you know, playing against big guys. So it's something that we'll look at, Jeff, for sure. I can't tell you specifically on Alford's, you know, did we think it was a foul? Obviously, they called it, so they saw something.
And on the touchdown that they got, that they called back because I think it was Cooper. Was
yes, out of bounds, yep.
They're complaining, I'm sure, that True pushed him out.
Yes, and... Yeah, and it looked like that. It was the outside the pocket at the time. So we saw him clearly go out of bounds. I couldn't tell if it was pushed or not. I was looking at the feet.
on the 12 men, they credited Golson.
Well, he was the one. Yeah, he was in for Hardy.
Okay, okay.
So it was a miscommunication from both sides, players and coaches on that one. And that was a critical error. They went down. They ended up scoring on that one. So that one got us. Yes.
Kelsey, go ahead.
I'll get you. Hardy was supposed to be out. He went in. Golson didn't know he came in, so that's how we had the 12 guys. So a miscommunication.
You often talk about how important special teams is.
We do.
How pleased were you to see Eric Means get that big
return there? Yeah, he's such a fan favorite in our locker room, and guys absolutely want to battle for him. So for his return, so many of the guys had the block, and that's who we also get excited for. You, not my man. And so they got him, and it sprung him. But we have the term, who's going to set it off? And oftentimes, he's the one on special teams with a return, with a tackle inside the 20. We count on that from him, and he delivered again today.